Basalt in the Mid-Valley is as geophysically disjointed as any political area I've ever witnessed in my life. I mean, you've got Old Town separated from Southside by a major highway. You've got Willits 4 miles down the road. You've got El Jebel off to the side. You've got two counties. And it's spread out enough and disjointed enough that people don't really know their neighbors they're as well as maybe they should. So we've heard time and time again, like, get personality profiles in here. And we're also looking to get some offbeat stuff in here, too. Anybody who knows my publication's history knows that I am far more attracted to offbeat stuff than I am to town council meetings. So I hope we get offbeat stuff in here, and I hope we get humor in here. The publication's landscape in the Roaring Fork Valley is not as funny as I would like to see it. So we're definitely going to be open for silly stuff.
You've made it through the launch. So on the other side of that, what are you most looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to not having to deal with another launch, that's for sure. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. You spend 6 weeks working on the first issue and then realize you have 5 days to get the second issue out. So with Christmas upcoming, our next issue comes out on December 20th. So that's going to be a Christmassy issue. I've always subscribed to the philosophy of having sort of soft, friendly issues on during the holiday season. So we'll be profiling, I think, about 8 or 10 people from other countries who live in the Roaring Fork Valley and talking to them about how they celebrate Christmas back in Bosnia or Armenia or whatever. We're definitely going to really strive to include the Latino community in this publication. And we have a completely bilingual correspondent, Bettina Infante, who has done a story on Latino business owners in the Mid-Valley. That'll be in the next issue, too. We're going to definitely spend a lot of effort making sure that the Latino community is going to be involved in this publication.
If people want to get involved, send a letter, is it best to do that through the website?
No, well, I guess mjf@rfweeklyjournal.com. People can send me letters, missives, whatever. I want to say if they're going to send me bad stuff, send it to the publisher. But anything people want to send to me, just go ahead and do it. mjf@rfweeklyjournal.com.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to share about the new Roaring Fork Weekly Journal. Yeah. John Fahey.
Thank you.